So the
in Rand, wow.
During the Depression, what was some of the main things that stand out in your mind that you remember was so bad?
Well, me, what were the main things?
I don't remember the Depression.
They wasn't too much to buy to get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they was sort of issued out to, you know, to, one person didn't get it all and some didn't get any, you know. It was, you had to have something to show that you're supposed to get so much, you know, of it. The amount that was in your family and mm-hmm. things like that.
So
the amount of children and things that you had, they'd get so much for each one of them, see, like that.
Yeah, that was World War II. So
person, each person.
That was World War II. Depression, y'all didn't have all that.
No, Depression we didn't have, no.
I don't know what you did, but I know Granddad talking about he raised hogs and stuff like that, and he'd swap it for flour and stuff, part of it for flour and stuff like that. He'd tell us those stories.
To have a
house. And stuff, cause, you know, he liked biscuit bread, and whatever, he did cornbread. Coffee and when that
returned, he
said
that's been great. Daddy
didn't
eat cornbread
much. Other kind of stuff, you know, he did
biscuits
raise.
Now, he was rare for that. As long as I remember.
I don't know nothing about what, except that, and they didn't have much food, you know, except what they did raise. Because I can remember the things that happened, you know, from the war, because when my office was both gone, you know, in my dad's older brother, he talked about he's in one of these tanks, you know, a tank in the war, and one of them in front of him blowed up and the one behind him blowed up, and he didn't like to watch TV and more than war stories, you know, and all that, because he put him back into that.
He'd get up and go to walking when something like that come on a
put him back
TV
into war.
Unnerved him, you know.
Yeah.
So I can remember about that. Mama, she couldn't remember the Depression. She told us a lot, but nowadays, she forgets sometimes the problems, you know, her health problems is affecting her memory, her diabetes and her arthritis and her arteries. You know, the doctor said that's what making her.
You saw big, large sticks of candy, hadn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could get a great long one for a nickel, couldn't you?
Yeah, and you know, they just
Mama
about that.
Buy one like that, or maybe a dime, or two, a couple of them if she had a dime, and break it, cut it in two, and we'd share it with all of us. I had two brothers that lived, and me and my sister that lived to be grown, yeah. And then my mother had four children that passed away as babies. One of them was a set of twins.
Hmm.
Mama's the only one, you know, the main kid.
Mm-hmm.
Main dad, she was the other doll off that little. But really, I can help you remember none of the Depression.
Hmm.
But I can help you, that's all I know. I know about the war, you know, what they told. I can remember the stamps and all that.
We traded with a lady over on the Old Hatcher Road that run that store that was on down the Old Hatcher Road over there. And we lived out behind her out there. And things that she got in, she thought, if I'd want some of it, she put me back some of it. Save
that
it for
nice.
Me.
Yeah.
So
she was good.
Yeah. What did you think about the war? What was your opinion about it?
Well, I was sort of on the nervous side of it. But didn't any of my brothers...
No. Yeah, your oldest brother
was
in the army too. That's right.
In the army,
and
but he didn't pay. You know, you had to pay. So
he was in the army a long time. Uncle Jimmy was.
Yeah, he was.
But the other Uncle didn't.
He wasn't. If he's married, they didn't draft him or nothing like that. It was much.
They had children.
They had children that drafted. They didn't draft them like they do did if they single, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got drafted. He wasn't married. He got drafted.
And your cousin, Green and them ladies, he was in there too.
Huh?
Gordon, cousin, y'all grew up, y'all, and Granny raised. He was in there too. I forgot him.
Gordon. Yeah, he was in there. Mama raised one of her brother's children after he passed away, and his mama was still living, but she didn't keep him. Then she didn't have no place to keep him. After he passed away, her brother passed away.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty rough then, huh?
Yeah, it was rough.
But when the war came about, though, things started getting better, did it not?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, some money got to move it.
Yeah, yeah, because people started getting jobs and working.
Uh-huh. Men were working. I worked at Fort McClellan.
Some. He had built and worked some out there at Carpenterwood, too.
Good while, but when the war started,
he went
for them to work out there. And he worked at Bynum some.
Mm-hmm.
But
good deal. Mm-hmm. Well,
we done pretty good after he got that started.
Mm-hmm. So things started picking up.
I never
up.
Did work off from home at no time.
Mm-hmm. You were a homebody, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I never did work out from home.
Are you glad of that?
Huh?
Are you glad?
Are you glad of that?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see no. My husband said when I was needed to go to work, if we needed the money bad enough that I needed to go, I could go. But until then, I had a job at home. And so I had a job at home, all right.
I bet you did.
Yeah. We had animals, too, back then. Cows, a bunch of cows. Sometimes
we had a cow, you know. And then he always raises a hog, you know, to keep for meat and things like that. And I had a yard full of chickens. That's
so
work.
So you took care of all those while he was going to work, then?
That's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, me.
I could get about then. I heard they could both put them down.
Yeah, their own stove and all that for the stove because we didn't have electricity.
He'd have it cut up and we'd have it in the house, you know, for the use for the house. We would use a wood stove.
The older kids had to use it.
And like that, you know. We
so you put wood stove. In the bottom of it then. And what'd you do? Set it on fire and just. Is it burned? It heat up the
we had the fire part on one end, and then there's the oven, and then a reservoir on the other end.
You
could put your fill it up with water, and you'd always have warm water.
Huh. So that was the first hot water heater, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't have those electric stuff.
It get hot when you go to cooking the water in there. In the reservoir, it get warm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have plenty of good, clean dishwater when you go into
the
So did y'all ever buy any food, or did you just mostly raise it, or?
We bought a lot of food from some... Some colored people that live down behind us, these good old colored folks. And sometimes they didn't charge me for it. They just give me a mess of food, you know. And they thought I had to have some, too, they say.
Well, that was nice.
It was. They was good. They was good.
They were our neighbors.
They didn't live too far from us, but they didn't harm us either. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
They lived on Bill McCullers. I know you've heard of him. Place that big white house on the valley, and we lived in we rented one of his houses from him. We lived there 2 years, wasn't it?
Longer.
I don't know. I know we lived 2 years over there.
We lived there about.
You know. And they run a store out. They had a store out on the road out there, down toward Old Hatchie. You know what I'm talking about. And Miss Ivor Sims, that was Mr. McCullers' daughter, and her husband had a. She run the store, and he worked.
He was in the service too.
Huh?
He was in the service.
Yeah, he.
In the war.
And they drafted him. They drafted
him. I can't remember him being in.
You know,
the,
some of them got drafted anyway.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't, it got drafted anyway. And so they had to go. If they needed. It's need to go bad enough. They got them. You know.
So it didn't matter.
No.
Really,
put them in there
place.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that way they had to go as the same.
Some got turned down. I remember that. Did Youngenberg got
if
turned
if
down?
If they didn't get turned down, the health didn't turn them down. They had to be examined and all that, you know, all that.
So that's what determined whether they went or not.
Yeah, I remember Dad Youngenberg got turned down because his eyes he couldn't see. He wore glasses. Remember.
Yeah, you never
get nothing because he had the new
children. Okay, the amount of your family and things help to keep you from having to go. He's more, you know,
so
take better care of them and there with them, you know.
You said that his brother went, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, my oldest brother. He wasn't married, but
yeah, Dad's brother went. Two of Dad's brothers went.
Yeah,
one of Mama's. Well, her brother, he's like her brother, too.
So did they send y'all any letters or anything about it?
Yeah.
What were some of the things that they said?
I don't know that, but I just know we got some letters. I don't know what they said. Tell them what they're doing, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the letters. Nothing. I remember getting some things from pictures of their set made there, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Were any of them injured in the war?
No, not that I remember.
Hmm. That's good. Right. Well, I appreciate y'all doing this.
Well, we had some fun.
Well, you did.
I hope so.